Our show, Made in Brazil, is coming to an end soon. I'm your host and programmer, Daniel Shore. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Made in Brazil will be back next month, always on the first Monday morning of the month from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. here on your CKUT 90.3 FM radio.
Pas la fin du monde, mais sans, même si on y arrive pas, fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes des trottoirs, caler les bières cheap step. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas, fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre sur 96. On joue à même les seuls. Deux au mur, la poussière de toute seule, ouais. Feedback Colossus. Vague de chaleur trempée dans nos chandails. Tympan percé par les cymbales. Ramé jusqu'à l'autre bord du fleuve, retour au bercail. Passé au travers du cachet, tout mis ça dans le taxi, puis la boréale. J'ai vomi sur le tapis, je sais pas trop où on s'en va, je m'en fais pas trop de toute façon. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais sans, même si on y arrive pas. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes des trottoirs, caler les bières chips dip. S'en trouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. Big thing, ouais, mais next week. La tuque ben vissée, watch moi j'arrive. Miss la dernière aile de casualty, typique Lévis. 2h du matin, encore stock, chantier des vies. Sweet dreams, ils s'en foutent la fille. Et certaines, un peu appelées. Comme un long dimanche, ceux qui vivent leur vie. Moi j'aimerais qu'elle commence, j'ai des délindis. Tu choisis où tu traces ton silver lining. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais sans, même si on y arrive pas, fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, c'est le 96. Popper les chaînes des trottoirs, caler les bières cheap dip. Le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreillette, je risque de regretter. Mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Parce qu'on work, 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 non plus sur la route. plus d'avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. I guess j'ai juste un mouvement. À cause de moi, t'es parti combattre au front. M'avais gagné, j'ai pas fait attention. Quand t'es revenu pour de bon, notre péché tatoué sur le front. Tout ce que j'avais comme réponse, c'était quoi, j'avais dit donc. Attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Austin et Paris dans le même mois. À jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas. Devant des gens qui peut-être s'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois. La maison mère crie une coupe d'appels manqués. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié. Mais j'ai compris, quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose and my pronouns are she, her.
I'm Annika and my pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Maya and my pronouns are she, her.
And today we are talking with the McGill Coalition Against Bill 2. And so if everyone can go around and introduce themselves, that would be awesome.
Sure. So I'm Arwin and my pronouns are they, them.
I'm Cal. My pronouns are they, them as well.
I'm Yara. My pronouns are she and her.
And I'm Annika. My pronouns are also she, her.
Awesome. Okay. Well, welcome to CKUT. Thank you so much for coming out for this interview. Why don't we just begin by asking all of you to explain what Bill 2 is and what its effects are for all of our listeners who might not know.
Yeah, sure. So Bill 2 proposes some of the most expansive changes to the family structure in Quebec. It makes changes based on for adoptive children. It makes changes on surrogacy. Our issue is really with how the government addressed the findings of the Moore judgment, which is what requires them to change the civil code to allow better recognition of trans, intersex, and non-binary identities. So our issues are really with the provisions of the bill that relate to people's gender and gender identity expression and legal documents.
Great, thanks. And I was wondering, how did you form your group and how did a common relationship and solidarity arise? Because you're a coalition, so you're made up of many separate groups. So how did that happen that you formed this coalition?
Yeah, I think it started with Yara and the SMU folks wanting to write a statement out to the students and wanted to get some community consultation from the groups that are affected. So they reached out to us at Queer McGill and then also the Union for Gender Empowerment and some other representatives have joined along the way. And we've all gotten to know each other. And yeah, it's been a good group so far.
Okay. And what does your mobilizing look like in order for, you know, to protest against Bill 2? And I'm curious to see, are there any McGill resources that are helpful for your mobilizing? And yeah, in general, how it takes its form?
So I guess I'll go. So we kind of see it in two ways. The first one is obviously informing McGillians, letting them know what this bill does and why it's objectionable. We're also calling on McGill to issue a public statement against the bill. So far, they have been lackluster on that front. So kind of applying pressure to McGill, but also another part of our activism is also making sure that trans students know that resources are available, support continues to be available, and to make sure that they have access to interventions and support when they need it, and making sure that they know they're not alone in this difficult time.
That's awesome. So Bill 2 was announced, if I'm correct, fairly recently. And so you guys have had to sort of come up with this coalition and all of your your relationships between groups and your ability to reach out fairly quickly. So I was wondering what that process has been like, especially during the pandemic and trying to reach out to people and join groups and join forces for solidarity at this time.
Okay. I think that a lot of the relationships between these groups sort of already existed, and we all work fairly closely with one another already. So I think that made it a bit easier to facilitate this type of group or coalition. And I think also definitely the efforts of SMU to specifically have community consultations were really important and really helpful in having this get off the ground. And just, I think everyone in this group is extremely passionate. And the majority of this group is made up of people who are directly affected by this group, mostly trans and non-binary students. So everyone definitely has an active stake in this and really wants to get the work done. So I think it ends up going pretty quickly because we're all, very invested.
Have you had experience organizing something like this before, or was this a new process for you?
For me personally, pretty new process. I've done advocacy work before, but I haven't really been involved in a multi-group coalition like this. And it's been really good. I'm enjoying it. And I think it's a very effective way to get different voices on campus represented in one group.
Yeah, I was part of my college's coalition against Bill 21, which was the religious neutrality bill. So I kind of have a bit of a background in activism, but it's still impressive to see how these different organizations come together to really form a united front against one bill and government's actions.
Yeah, on my end, I would say my experience was mostly in community organizing. I was involved with an initiative that's helped to sort of find babysitters for parents who were in need, especially toward the beginning of the pandemic. And it's always, I'd say, somewhat inspiring to see how much people are willing to do volunteer. And I think that I'm seeing that again with this organization.
Yeah, and as for me, I am currently involved with the McGill Coalition Against Bill 21. And I've been involved in a few mobilization groups surrounding the Lebanese Revolution. So I do have a bit of background, but it's still impressive to see how everyone is rallying and mobilizing. So, yeah.
So I see on your, a micro website, you talk about your grievances and what you are requesting, the McGill community, or to like announce. So can you just talk a little bit about those grievances and like your desire for them to explicitly, or McGill to explicitly oppose the transphobic sections of this bill? So yeah, just so our listeners can hear a little bit more about what you're specifically requesting.
So I'll talk a bit about the grievances about the bill. The bill does many things in that, of course, the Minister for Justice has come out and said he'll waive the surgery requirement, but it essentially creates two categories of existing for trans, non-binary, and intersex people. Sex is a is now, under the proposal, a medical biological marker, and it can only ever be male or female. And the government's response to the Moore ruling, which shocked us all, we were not expecting this twisted interpretation at all, but they're essentially going to create another category of gender identity, which can read as male, female, or X. The issue with that, of course, is that birth certificates will out trans people, which, if you look at the court decision that prompted this, is not permitted. That was a strong objection the judge had, and the judge was quite clear in saying that this categorization and refusal to recognize these identities costs trans people their dignity and their lives. So birth certificates will out trans people, and ID cards, this bill provides some sort of plausible deniability for ID cards to only read male or female because they refer to sex and not gender. We also are considering that intersex people will be able to get a birth certificate that says that their sex is undetermined. But the bill also says that as soon as reasonably possible, a doctor has to make the determination that it is either male or female. So that rigid categorization will continue to stigmatize and harm those communities. So yeah.
Yeah, I've read a few articles on the topic, and I've been scouring some Reddit forums just because trying to learn more about this. And something that I've seen come up a few times is the idea that the bill is sort of creating a new gender trinary rather than accepting a gender spectrum. So it's like male, female, other. And those are the categories they're seeking to create rather than creating a broader spectrum, which is what would be, you know, obviously optimal for people who are experiencing gender dysphoria or who have a gender that falls somewhere else in that spectrum. So I was wondering if one of you guys could talk something about that.
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting point and possibly an issue in general, just like with identification documents in a broader context than just Quebec. And I think a lot of times, like, people who are non-binary and under that umbrella distinctly feel othered because we are referred to as other, like, on a lot of checkboxes. It's, you know, male, female, other. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I personally don't know that your sex or your gender is at all relevant to your ID cards. I understand perhaps in a medical context it's relevant, but even in that case, what's relevant is like different characteristics. So if you're looking at reproductive healthcare, you're asking about reproductive organs, that's all you're asking. Like, you don't need a binary definition of sex because that's also not like a fixed point. Like, you can change your hormone profile and your external characteristic. All of those things can change. Yeah, so I think my solution would be to not include those markers on things like your driver's license at all. But I'm sure there are other solutions that others might propose as well.
Yeah, so I kind of want to point out that Ontario health cards and UK driving licenses don't have a sex nor gender category. It's just not on the card because there are very few cases where it's actually relevant. And I kind of want to point out what Cal said about health and social care services. There have been cases where someone's misgendering on their health card has led to quite misinterpreted lab results. So one particular case that comes to mind is someone came back as glycemic because they had been taking hormones for a few years, and they were using on the health card, it was male when the person was female, and they were using the wrong standard. So the person did come back with glycemia.
For our listeners, I was just curious if you, one of you, could talk about the current state of the bill and how the government has responded to this massive wave of grievances that we've been seeing across social media and within our school community.
I guess I'll go. We're quite happy that Marjolaine Barrette, the Minister for Justice, has kind of said, this wasn't the intention. We never intended to harm trans people. We do have a few concerns about that, namely in that I think the view we take is that this was absolutely not an accident and that this government knew exactly what they were doing. It takes a lot, if you read the judgment, to come up with a bill that is this twisted in its interpretation. And it is, we think, very convenient that now the Minister for Justice and the Minister for the Fight Against Homophobia, he has both files. Now he gets to appeal to regressive persons and that, you know, those who believe that it can only be male or female. But he also gets to appeal to moderate voters who think, but he listened. And I also want to point out that when a motion was passed, was proposed in the National Assembly to force the government to reveal the proposed changes, like I said, they will propose changes. When they were asked to reveal such, they refused. The motion was struck down. And for us, that's quite concerning in that it appears that they want to hold the proposed amendments hostage until we kind of run out of steam, and then they'll be able to steamroll the bill through. So we are quite concerned with not only what they proposed, but also the lackluster changes that they don't commit to.
Yeah, I think the suggestion Minister had made, one of them would be not having the sexual reassignment surgery required for changing your sex, which obviously is what we want. So I think it's sort of a testament to the power of this type of advocacy, but also a reminder that we need to keep doing it, because he said I will change this, but we haven't seen a concrete change, and to give up now and say it's completed would be sort of a detriment to our efforts. And I think it's really important that we continue to push for this, because there is, I guess, a potential for change here, but it hasn't quite been made yet.
There's also, I kind of want to point out that he is the Minister for the Fight Against Homophobia and Transphobia. And a lot of the queer communities, a lot of them have lost complete confidence in him acting in that capacity. And a lot of community orgs were hurled into a crisis. No one expected this bill. There was little consultation. So to that end, a lot of community organizations have had to expend a lot of money to respond to this crisis.
Never used to run when we
I still love you like the very first time. Pack your bags with all the lies you've been before, and leave behind what you don't want no more. Sometimes you wanna go back.
Dommage. Coupé.
Great. Thank you so much. So for people who want to get involved, how can they get involved with you and your coalition?
So I can respond to that. There are many ways to get involved with us. You can message us on Facebook. We would be happy to have new members to get involved with us. You can... we will be on campus the next few weeks tabling. You can just talk to us and we welcome new people to join and get involved, because the more the merrier, right? So Arvind, Cal, Annika, I want to add anything else?
Yeah, I would add to that. I'm very happy to say that I think the coalition itself is in a very healthy state. I think that we have sort of all hands on deck and things seem to be moving relatively quickly, which I'm glad to see. And the best thing that you could do now if you wanted to get involved with this kind of advocacy is to just write to your own MNA, I would say. So that's one of the things that we're really pushing people to do at our tabling, is to figure out who your MNA is and write a message to them. There's actually a form on Aide aux Trans du Québec's website that makes this very easy. All you need to do is enter in your name and your postal code, and I believe your email address, and it'll just send a message to your MNA. So if you're interested in that, that's available on our microsite, and we'll be tabling and we can point you to those resources as well.
Yeah, and I think the last thing people can do is help in the education effort. So if they're learning about Bill 2, they read a fun article. Not fun, but an interesting article about it. They can share that, and just having people's voices and having our communities know that there are people who support us after, I mean, what the government is saying is that we don't, you know, our right to dignity and to be treated as we're asking is not worth their time. So I think it's really important for people who disagree with that to voice that publicly and to remind these communities that that is not like the values of Quebec.
Yeah, and in reminding those communities, we kind of want to encourage people to reach out and make sure that trans, non-binary, and intersex communities don't feel isolated, that they know that there is support out there, that there is a community ready to rally around them and to really make sure that their right to dignity and integrity are upheld.
And if I could add one last thing, I would invite people to check in on their trans, non-binary, and intersex friends, because this bill has been distressing for everyone. And yeah, that's a way that you can help on a micro level, right? Just checking in on people and educating your peers about it. If you're in a place of privilege and if you're not affected by the bill, it's your duty to do that, in my opinion. So yeah.
One more thing that I would just want to add is that I fully agree that talking to other people about this bill and about what's going on is very important. But in particular, I think that you should maybe emphasize and try to do this in a very intergenerational way. One thing that I've noticed is that information on issues like this tends to gain pretty wide circulation among members of our generation, but tends to sort of fly under the radar for a lot of previous generations. So, for example, I talked to my parents about this a few days ago, and they had never heard of Bill 2 and didn't know all that much about it. And I think that a lot of the power in that sharing of information comes when you can share that information with somebody who may not have otherwise heard all that much about it. And yeah, that's about it for me.
The holidays are coming up. Lots of family dinners. Don't be afraid to call out your transphobic uncle. Great. Thank you so much, everyone. I think we'll just close this out by asking, is there anything else anyone wants to mention that you don't feel you've had a chance to?
If not, I just wanted to say, going forward, you always have All Things McGill as a platform to speak on. We kind of, starting in 2020, we really wanted to start just giving our platform to groups on campus in effort to not just amplify the voices, but like make those voices the one heard. So that way nobody's just talking through us. We actually just pass them the mic. So anytime in the future that you ever need to announce something or you'd like to talk about recent like news, just know and don't shy away from reaching out, because we're definitely so happy to have you on our show. And we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. And I'm sure our listeners are really going to enjoy this interview and find it really informative. So just appreciate it. And thank you so much.
I can't make the hill. The system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. My animal howls, my angels upset, but I'm not allowed a trace of regret. For someone will you, the thing I could not be. My heart will be heard impersonally. She'll step on the path, she'll see what I mean. My will cut in half and freedom between. For less than a second, our lives will collide. The endless suspended, the door open wide. Then she will be born to someone like you. What I left undone, she will certainly do. I know she is coming, and I know she will look. And that is the longing, and this is the hook. I can't make the hill. The system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. My page was too white, my ink was too thin, the day wouldn't write with the night pencil in. She is coming, and I know she will look. That is the longing. This is the hook.
I know she is coming,
and I know she will look.
That is the longing.
This is the hook.
I can't make the hills. The system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. I sailed like a swan. I sank like a rock. But time is long gone, past my laughing stock. I can't make the hills. The system is shot. I'm living on pills, for which I thank God. I was always working steady, but I never called it art. I got my shit together, meeting Christ and reading Marx. It failed my little fire, but it spread the dying spark. Go tell the young Messiah what happens to the heart. There's a mist of summer kisses where I tried to double park. The rivalry was vicious. The women were in charge. It was nothing, it was business, but it left an ugly mark. I've come here to revisit what happens to the heart. Had a pussy in the kitchen and a panther in the yard. In the prison of the gifted, I was friendly with the guards, so I never had to witness what happens to the heart. Just to look at her was trouble. It was trouble from the start. Sure, we played a stunning couple, but I never liked the part. It ain't pretty, it ain't subtle. What happens to the heart? Now the angels got a fiddle. The devil's got a harp. Every soul is like a minnow. Every mind is like a shark. May I've broken every window, but the house is dark. I care but very little. What happens to the heart? Then I studied with this beggar. He was filthy, he was scarred by the claws of many women he had failed to disregard. No fable, here no lesson, no singing meadowlark, just a filthy beggar guessing what happens to the heart. Working steady, but I never called it art. It was just some old convention, like the horse before the cart. I had no trouble betting on the flood against the art. You see, I knew about the ending. What happens to the heart?
I was handy with a rifle. My father's 303. I fought for something final. Not the right to disagree.
Busted in the blinding lights of closing time. the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding light.
Busted in the blinding light.
Busted in the blinding light of closing time. Closing time. Oh, the women tear the blouses off and the men they dance on the polka dots. It's closing time. And his partner found, and his partner lost, and his hell to pay when the fiddler stops. It's closing time. And I swear it happened just like this, a sigh, a cry, a hungry kiss. It's closing
time, closing time, closing time, closing time.
The gates are lonely, but an inch, I can't say much has happened since, but closing
time.
On aurait dû en rester là. Non, fallait pas y aller là. On sent sur la chaussée. Non, fallait pas. J'ai rampé pour toi. Mais ça fait son temps. Oh, j'ai vu flou, j'ai voulu. Oui, j'avoue, j'étais dû. Plusieurs que j'ai déçu. Trop souvent, peu d'excuses. Mais là, j'étais prêt. Oh, mais là, j'étais prêt. On aurait dû en rester là.
stars were all on pin, and a cold and bitter wind swallowed up the world without a trace. Oh, well, that's where I would be, what my life would seem to me, if I couldn't lift the veil and see your face. And if no leaves were on the tree, and no water in the sea, and the break of day had nothing to reveal, that's how broken I would be, what my life would seem to me, if I didn't have your love to make it real. The sun would lose its light, and we lived in an endless night, and there was nothing left that you could feel. If the sea was sand alone, and the flowers made of stone, and no one that you hurt could ever heal, well, that's how broken I would be, what my life would seem to me, if I didn't have your love to make it real.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... From others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.